Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today I'm the Ultimate Sports Parent. I'm here with Adam, who's the sports dad of Josh, a wrestler. I'm also here with my brother, mental game coach, Dr. Patrick Cohn. We're here to talk about how parents can help perfectionist athletes boost their confidence and performance in sports.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Adam, and hi, Patrick.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Adam, can you tell me a little bit about what perfectionism looks like in your son?
Yes. The perfectionistic tendencies that he had were pretty much leading him to hesitate. He's always wondering if what he does looks good and if he's doing it technically correct, trying to do his best and trying too hard to be perfect.
And now how old is he?
He is 10 years old, and he's a wrestler.
So he tries too hard to be perfect, and he's always been that way from the very beginning?
Yes, and he has these tendencies and other things he does also, and he comes from a long line of perfectionists, including myself.
Uh-huh. How does this manifest itself, say, in wrestling matches? What do you see?
The most important thing that I see is that it causes him to hesitate a brief second in between moves. He's thinking about what he has to do next and how it looks and who's watching rather than just acting on his instincts and just wrestling.
He's overthinking it.
That's his main problem, is overthinking what's going to happen if he doesn't do this move perfect.
Now, when you talk to him about it, does he verbalize what's going on in his head?
He does verbalize that, you know, he doesn't like to take the risk in possibly making a mistake. So we try to work on not worrying about being perfect and making mistakes as a good thing rather than being a bad thing.
And do you find that that's helpful with him? Does he respond to that?
Yes, what we have learned so far from your work has helped us immensely. And in 3 or 4 weeks, his coaches have stated that he's improved dramatically with his basic moving from thing to thing and taking more risks and being way more aggressive and offensive rather than sitting back on defense and trying to just wait his opponent out.
Wow. So what you did was you read the Ultimate Sports Parent Workbook Program and the Fearless Athlete, correct?
Correct. And we worked with Patrick for 4 sessions on the phone.
And can you tell me what you started to do differently then with your son?
Well, just with the Ultimate Sports Parent, it taught me to speak to him completely different. It's not instinctual how you coach children, and I think every coach should be forced to go through some kind of program to learn how to motivate a kid properly rather than negatively, because mm-hmm. negative motivation does not work, and you learn that in the sports parent. How to speak pregame to your athlete and how to keep them on a positive note rather than a negative note.
Now, did you feel like you were giving it too much negative feedback earlier on?
Yeah, concentrating on what we should do better and what we have to change, and there's a lot of key ingredients in the sports parent that helped us a lot with our pregame and our weekly practices and at match time when the matches actually happen, as well as after the match.
Right. Now, can you give me some specific examples of what you did differently?
Well, we try not to talk about technique before matches. We try not to focus on anything other than relaxation and letting it happen. And after the matches is a big thing, is we try not to focus on anything negative. We try to focus on all the positives of what happened and ask the athlete for his input on, you know, what he thinks he could do better. If we watch video of the event or things like that, and try to keep it a lot more positive rather than negative.
And when you say we, do you mean you and his mom?
No, I mean me and him.
Oh, okay. And so you've seen, it sounds like in recent weeks, a pretty big improvement in Josh.
Yes, we've been working very hard. He's been working very hard, both physically and mentally, and he's come a long way in 4 weeks.
One thing that that you realize, Adam, that a lot of sports parents don't realize is that there's just so much that goes into it, and it's a kind of combined effort, not only from the coaches, the parents, and the child as well. And from the parent's perspective, it's not only knowing what to say in the pregame, but knowing what to say post-game or post-match, knowing what to say when you're in that situation, when you're analyzing the videos, going over his videos of matches, and how to interact with them during practice, and how to continue to reinforce good behaviors too. So there's really a lot that goes into it from the parent's perspective and helping your child perform to his potential.
Was it hard for you to identify that one of his issues was that he was a perfectionist?
No, I don't. I think with your checklists in the Ultimate Sports Parent, it is very easy to identify any of the problems that you're looking at. And I think all the athletes have some of everything that you go through in all the different chapters, confidence, fear to make mistakes.
I agree. I think that most athletes have a little bit of everything mixed in. The perfectionism and the lack of confidence and the fear of failure. But it sounds like you really identified perfectionism as your son's big issue.
Perfectionism and confidence are two big issues.
Now, one last question. Can you just give me a couple of specific examples of what Josh does now that he didn't do before?
What we've worked on very hard is for him to become more aggressive and offensive in his wrestling rather than defensive and waiting for things to happen. So he's making things happen rather than waiting for things to happen. And on his last, I would say, 10 matches over the last 4 weeks, which helps him score points, and you need points to win. Yeah, he's doing well, and we're going to continue. Actually, we're going to do a chapter in Fearless this afternoon as soon as he's done with his homework. I think you have to go over everything and drill it just like you have to drill the physical part of the sport.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. Well, thank you so much, Adam, for joining us and for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
Thanks, Patrick. Take care.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.